This is the Miracle Show.
Talk Radio.
And this is your host, Dr. Christian. The Miracle Show is a biblical show and teaches you all principles of the Bible. Many people do not even know what the Bible is, but we handle this briefly in every show and explain briefly what it is. The Bible is the most published book in the whole world history. The Bible gives you information how to find contentment and happiness in your life, how to deal with family problems, how to cope with anxieties, how to improve personal relationships, how to manage money wisely, how to teach your children the best possible chances for good success in life, how to have health in your own life and in your family's life with all members in your family, how to basically succeed in life in everything well. And after, when you have gone already and dropped dead, then come back to life at certain point and have an eternal life without any kind of problem. And many people say, how is this possible? These statements that we are going to be born again, quotation mark, and live forever so that we can and will return from the grave, is, as the Bible says, assuming and haven't had eternal life, assuming that we have followed the biblical guidance, basically that we have lived a decent life and done what God wants us to do. Now, how do we know what God wants to do? It's in the Bible. It's in 10 commandments. Commandments is an old-fashioned word, means actually the same thing as 10 success laws. In order to know what the Bible is, of course, you have to study the Bible. The advice that you create, if you already don't have, a study group in your Bible studies with your whole family member, with everybody there in the study group, including the baby, if you have a baby, so that everybody from the day on one will get used to this kind of a study group. What does the study group mean? It's a once a week meeting in a whole family with everyone in the group, and everyone who can read has studied during that week the same material that you have decided together to study. Start the studying of the Bible from the Proverbs, because they are very easy to understand. It's very practical material. And apply then the information. Decide together in a family that everybody will then apply the information what you together decide that you will apply and take into practice in your family. When you have studied the Proverbs, you go through step by step the whole Bible, which this will take several years. Use a modern language Bible, and if you can, use an English language Bible. Do not use the old-fashioned King James Version. There is a modern language Bible also with the King James Version. But find on the internet, Google the Bible languages and study what is a modern language Bible and use that. If you use English language Bible and your first language is something else, at least those people who are old enough to learn another language will learn or improve their English. So you decide what is best for you. The Bible has everything. So how do we know the Bible text is true? Let's remember, the Bible says it was dictated by God to a human being, several of them, tens of them, maybe actually hundreds of them. How do we know God dictated that? God put in the Bible text 101 examples which is a situation where we can recognize that those examples no human being could have written based on the human knowledge, because there were predictions for the future and facts, scientific facts that nobody ever had before yet at that time invented or found or recognized or understood. Only a person who knew the secret of the universe could create anything like that. How could somebody who's a human being write down something that they never could have known, that they couldn't have understood? And they didn't understand many things what they wrote down. And all those predictions for the future in details did happen. Of course, it was information and knowledge that no human being could have known, not could even have written down. So somebody who knew the secrets must have given that information to write down. And the Bible says that who gave is the God. So why would you not believe this? Because there's no other choice. And all this is an evidence in the Bible. So we be certainly wise to understand that is the God's word. Another thing, the Bible original text has never been changed. It's still the same, which is really remarkable. My Bible was written during several thousands of years, about 4,000 past years. And it is absolutely a fact that it is a book of success. Everything what we need to do with our nutrition is there in just one page. Everything else is there, how to succeed well, even financially. When you apply the information, you will see the miracle happening in your life. Also, family strife. How does that happen? How to have a happy family? How to raise children well and make them successful? It's all in the Bible. How to stop strife in the home? It's all in the Bible. Bible principles that promote peace. I'm talking now about your family issues. The science issues, for instance, thousands of years ago, the Bible text includes information about that the world is not flat, even though everybody believed that the world is a flat place. As an example, and there are predictions for the future and of the future, all kinds of happenings, who came there and did what in here and there, etc. I advise that you will start following the Bible and create a study group. And it takes 4 years, but you will not ever regret that you started. We have a sister organization which is called Save the American Family. It's a science website which handles also in a scientific manner all human success, how to have success in life, family issues, and everything possible, how to invest correctly. Even how to invest correctly is in the Bible. Now, when you start studying the Bible from Proverbs, you could at the same time take part of the revelation that is the future of the world if you don't apply the biblical guidance. And then later on, the New Testament, which is guiding you to understand Jesus' work. And the last, then you study the Old Testament. That would be some kind of reasonable solution. Now, let's look at how to stop strife in the home. Just, I want to point this out, that everything is in the Bible how to do, including these kinds of advice, how to stop strife in the home, because it happens. What if your family seems to be locked in a cycle of strife? Maybe clashes have become more frequent and more intense. Perhaps you do not even know how the disagreement started. Yet you love one another as a couple, and you do not want to hurt one another. It is important to remember that differences of opinions do not necessarily mean that your family life or your family and your marriage life is in disintegrating. That is disintegrating. Not the disagreements themselves, but how you handle your disagreements can determine how tranquil or hostile your home environment will be. Consider some steps that may help to eliminate the strife. I give you just a few topics here. But let's understand something important. Not the disagreement or disagreements themselves, but how you handle your disagreements can determine how tranquil or hostile your family environment will be. It's the same thing in everything in life. Not what happens in life, not what happens to you, whether it's negative, badly or less badly, or if it's really good, no matter what. It doesn't matter what happens. What matters, how you handle that, what has happened. This is an important principle in life. But anyway, Bible gives instructions in everything. How to invest money wisely, how to raise your children, how to be happily married, etc. However, our sister organization, say the American Family website, does the same things in a human science, based on the human science. It's a huge website. It has also a radio show, a science show. Because this is a science show, including this miracle show, you can have continuing education, university and college degrees, credits that are free, but you have to prove that you have listened, that take a test when that time comes. The instructions are in the website. Our church website is www.gcg1org.weebly.com. Weebly, W-E-E-B-L-Y, is the web provider. This GCG is the abbreviation from our church name, Global Church of God. The sister organization is Save the American Family, and the website is www.staf1.org.weebly.com. Let's look at some titles, how to stop strife in the home. Stop retaliating. It takes two to argue, but when one begins listening instead of speaking, heated exchange may start to cool down. The Bible speaks about the same in Proverbs 26:20. Study that. And that says, where there is no wood, the fire goes out, and where there is no slanderer, quarreling ceases. Then number two, acknowledge your family members' feelings. Activate your empathetic listening without interrupting or prejudging. That can do much to quell anger and restore peace. This is in Colossians 3:12. And it says, clothe yourself with the tender affections of compassion, kindness, humility, mildness, and patience. Number three, give yourself time to cool down. If your emotions are volatile, it may be wise to excuse yourself politely and walk away for a short while to cool down and come back then when you are and when you can handle the matter. Go to another room or go for a walk until you have regained your composure. This is in Proverbs 17:14. Before the quarrel breaks out, take your leave. Number four, carefully consider what needs to be said and how to say it. It will not improve matters if you focus your efforts on preparing a finely honed cutting rebuttal. Instead, try to say something that can help soothe your loved one's hurt feelings. And this is in Proverbs 12:18. Thoughtless speech is like the steps of a sword, but the tongue of the wise is a healing process. Number five, keep your volume down and your tone conciliatory. One family member's impatience can easily rouse another's anger. Resist the urge to be sarcastic or insulting or to raise your voice, no matter how offended you may feel. Avoid hurtful accusations such as, you don't care about me, or you never listen. Those are totally wrong nonsense statements, and they don't help anything. Rather tell your spouse in a calm manner how his or her conduct has affected you. I feel hurt when you... And then you say what? Showing, slapping, kicking, or any other form of violence is never excusable. Same is true of name-calling, contemptuous moments, or threats. Now, this is in Ephesians 4:31. Put away from yourselves every kind of malicious bitterness, anger, wrath, screaming, and abusive speech, as well as everything injurious. Number 6. Be quick to apologize and explain what you will do to rectify the situation. Do not let the negative emotions cause you to lose sight of your main objective, making peace. Remember, if you fight with someone, both of you will lose. If you make peace, both of you will win. So take responsibility for your part in the dispute, even if you are convinced that you have done nothing wrong. You can still apologize for getting irritated, responding the way you did, or unintentionally contributing to the upset. Peaceful relationships are more important than pride and victory. Key to happiness in your marriage. And if someone apologizes to you, be quick to forgive. This is in Proverbs 6:3. Go and humble yourself and urgently plead with your neighbor. Once the argument is over, can you do promote peace in the family? Well, this will be the subject of another topic, another article we will handle next time. But we are here proving to you that the Bible has all principles, all information for success. And even this material, what your just went through for you, will prove it. Then I give you one example, as I often do, about certain facts in human life or certain facts in the nature, in the universe, in the globe, in Earth, we have all kinds of interesting phenomena, things happening, how they can happen and what their meaning is, that are clearly proving that somebody who is a wiser than human being, who is wiser than a human being, has developed or created. Let's see what the human body ability to repair, how it is the ability to repair wounds. Yes, the human body's ability to repair wounds. Among the numerous mechanisms that make human life possible is the body's ability to heal wounds and regenerate damaged tissue. The process begins as soon as an injury occurs. Consider this. The healing process is made possible by a cascade of complex cellular functions. Number 1. Platelets adhere to tissues around a wound, forming a blood clot and sealing damaged blood vessels. Next, inflammation protects against infection and removes any debris that is caused by the injury. Within days, the body begins to replace injured tissue, make the wound contract, and repair damaged blood vessels. Finally, scar tissues remodel and strengthen the damaged area. Inspired by blood clotting, researchers are developing plastics that can heal damage to themselves. I repeat, this is a model of what I've said, what happens in reality, the human body's ability to repair wounds. But inspired by this blood clotting, what just mentioned here, researchers have and are developing plastics that can heal damage to themselves. Such regenerating materials are equipped with tiny parallel tubes containing two chemicals that bleed when any damage occurs. Chemicals mix. They form a gel that spreads across the damaged areas, closing cracks and holes. As the gel solidifies, it forms a tough substance that restores the material's original strength. One researcher admits that this synthetic healing process currently under development is something and similar to what already exists in nature, not created by a human being. What do you think? Did the body's ability to repair wounds come about by evolution, or was it designed? Now, there are many other examples about similar issues and similar things in the nature. We take them up quite often. Prove what that's in the Bible is something that we humans can benefit. I know that by own experience, when you start following the Bible and biblical guidance, you will find answers to everything. So can you. But the key for your family success in this Bible of biblical issues is the study group. Your children will learn everything what is necessary for successful life. Of course, they will learn in the school and then if they go to college and finally in life. But when you give this kind of chance to your children with the study group and combine the material from our sister organization website and start in that website, Save the American Family website, from the tab Restoring Any Marriage. It is the family tab there which gives you information how to have a happy family. When you all do all these things, you will never regret and your children have a much better life as you will have also as a couple. Fact is a fact, and you can certainly handle this way your own best. As mentioned, to understand the Bible, it means to have a happy, good life. But you really need to apply the information what Bible tells. Everything is absolutely there. And to use a modern language Bible is a key to understand what the text means. As I mentioned, you can find it on the internet by Googling, by looking at search, biblical languages, Bible languages, and when you see a list of them, take from there, living something that says clearly today's modern language, living language, modern language, and those kinds of things. And if English is not your first language, of course you study that in your own first language with the family, but also use a modern language Bible, because in every language that Bible exists, you will have basically a modern language Bible. To understand the Bible is the key to success in life. And when you follow this, what I've just gone through, I actually guide basically in every brief soul to handle the Bible in the manner what we just went through, and you will start understanding how human successful life is developed. Just briefly about facts about the Bible. The Bible is a collection of 66 sacred books. The contents of the Bible include history, laws, prophecy, poetry, proverbs, songs, and letters. The writing was begun in 1513 before Christ and completed about 98 before Christ and after Christ, 1600 years. Some 40 men and women wrote the Bible under inspiration from God. When you follow and apply this information, you will never regret that. Start it now. Start your study group, the weekly study group, now. Once a week we have a new show with the Bible, step by step going through everything necessary. And the show time is over now. I'm asking you to do what I've been guiding you to do in this show. Until next time, this is your host, Dr. Christian.